All right, but we have two more storytellers first. Coming next to the stage, the founder of, Sojourn Fair. I can't read my own writing. Also, a famed grower of mushrooms, the edible kind. This is Roman Titus. Oh, you got a mic. I'm sorry.
So it's been said that failure is not just for failures, it's for everyone. Failures have more experience. So this is a story about failing and roadblocks and overcoming all of that, or what I call tripping to perfection. So 2 years ago, I started growing mushrooms based on a TED Talk that inspired me to start try to grow mushrooms in my apartment in Chicago. During that time, I probably threw away over 100 pounds of sawdust and birdseed and wheat bran and mason jars from all of the failed experiments that I did during that time. Whether it was from fermentation or scorched birdseed or trichoderma, which is the entire, the enemy of a mushroom farmer. Tons of failures along that line. But what that led to was understanding how the mushroom growing process from petri dish to fruit, how that works. What all it takes to get, from step A to step Z, as well as understanding what my landlord thinks is the appropriate amount for a ruined bathtub drain. So once I understood that, I started growing mushrooms in my apartment. I took in over two spare bedrooms, a spare bathroom, my living room, my kitchen, all of this had taken over. And one weekend, it was Thanksgiving, I went home to Ohio for, I think, 5 days. I came back, I found a tray of mushrooms that should have been 100 mushrooms, small, medium-sized, nice. I'd cloned them well, so they should have been all the exact same. And what I found was one massive mushroom that the top had not even opened. It was the size of a cue ball. And what had happened is the mycelium realized, hey, this fucking guy's not gonna give us any water, so we're gonna die, so let's put all our carbon energy into this one mushroom. It's our best chance of reproduction. So I came home to that, and that felt a lot like a failure. But what that led to also was this idea of, I've got to be able to teach a computer to do some of this work for me. I'm an incredibly lazy person. I just want to teach computers to do my work. It also led to an incredible journey across the astral plane. But all of that then... Yeah, it's slow in the uptake. It gets there. But all of that led me to this idea that, I want to push this project into a venture. And so I had built this computer automated kind of space, this unit, this box, to grow mushrooms in. And I decided that I want to go forward with this. I'm going to get rid of my apartment at Humble Park. I moved back to Ohio, where my family's from. My great-grandfather's farm was falling into disrepair. I moved back there, rehabbed it, moved into it, built a lab, all this stuff. Okay, mushroom farm, this is happening. A month before I moved back there, I got a call from the GM of Google Chicago's cafeteria, who had heard about the box I was working on and wanted to come see it. So we had drinks, he came and saw it. I told him I was looking for, a place to prototype this thing. He said, do you want to do it in my cafeteria? And I said, yep. So I did that. And then all of a sudden I realized, oh, this means you're driving a lot. And so for the next 9 months, every Thursday morning I would wake up at 4 a.m. I would drive to Chicago, service the box, harvest around 7 pounds of mushrooms, put it in their fridge, sanitize it, service it, put new substrate in it, and then drive back on Saturday to go make substrate blocks. And all of this felt like really poor planning to me personally. But what I learned from this, or what I gained from it, I guess, is this great client partner. I gained this incredible space of time every single week, pretty consistently, to just get into my head, to think about responses and things that I needed to think through. All of this type of stuff. I gained a new understanding of nature as an adult, like learning, you know, this relationship with the woods and the stars and all this stuff, as well as incredible places in Chicago to sleep in your car should you need that. I have the research. So that started to happen, and while that was happening, you know, that was working. It was great. It was awesome. And so I wanted to build a bigger space, and this GM at Google offered me this cooler that was broken, and he was just like, yeah, we're going to throw it in the landfill, take it. So I took it, I fixed it, and I modified it, so this smaller space that was building, growing like 7 pounds of mushrooms a week, could now grow 50 pounds of mushrooms a week, and we were 85% done, the hardware was all done, we were getting ready to put code on it, to start testing it, to launch it in their space. And I get a phone call from this GM that they were bringing in a third-party food service agency to run all of the cafeteria, and he was out, and all his vendors were out, which means that I'm out. And after several thousand dollars of investment into this product, this unit that was going to go to this specific place, which ultimately wasn't where I thought the entire project was going, it's pretty disheartening. But that forced us to start looking at ourselves as farms and not necessarily looking at a myriad of places where we're growing on site and, you know, a smaller space located in one single space that we were growing mushrooms from. And then that led to starting to talk to a mushroom farm. So, okay, we're going to be our own mushroom farm. Like, we're not going to do it on site. We're going to do it here. Let's talk to this mushroom farm, because what I want to do is build systems. In the long run, I don't want to be a mushroom farmer. I want to sell guns to the revolutionaries. I don't want to be a part of the revolution. I just want to feed it. So started down that path. And found a really great partner. Went down this path for 3 months. And literally a couple weeks before signing final paperwork, some of our due diligence brought up some information that drastically changed my position on the partnership, and ultimately kind of ruined the partnership, and totally, in my mind, you know, ruined the amount of work. So the prior to that, 3 months of work towards this one direction that no longer exists, and so now I have to backtrack 3 months to back where I was before I started this conversation and then pick up from there, which is incredibly frustrating. But that ended up leading to something that I don't exactly know what happens next. I don't know what happens next, because that's actually what's happening right now. And what I do know is that it's going to go somewhere. That somewhere will probably not be where I would have expected it. And it wouldn't be if you asked me 6 months ago, where do you want to go? If you forced me to give you an answer, I would have said something. But that wouldn't be where we're going to go next. But what I do know is that wherever it goes, it's going to work out, and it's probably going to be radical. And that's where I am.
Thank you, Roman Titus, traveler of the astral plane. Dr. Roman Titus Strange, everybody. That